Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thanks for joining us here on at Paternoster Row in the centre of Sheffield for another edition of Swingtime here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Pretty much, I think, the usual mixture this week for you from myself, John Yule, for the first hour of the programme. And, of course, Michael Coates will be along in an hour's time, or just under an hour's time, to bring us the second half of today's version of Swingtime. So if you're listening to us live here in the city, or whether you're listening to us online live, or perhaps if you've got your feet up and you're listening to the podcast, thanks for listening and welcome to the programme. We began by returning to Alan Broadbent's excellent new album, which he combs together a number of his compositions from over the years. The album is called Threads of Time, recorded on August the 22nd, 2024, at the Teaneck Studios in Teaneck, New Jersey. Alan Broadbent on piano, Sam Dillon on tenor, Scott Wandholt on the trumpet, Eric Miller on trombone, Harvey S. on bass, and Lucas Ebeling on drums. The composition was a recognition of the influence on Alan of the work of Bud Powell and was called This One's for Bud. A live recording now, recorded in Sheffield's Twin City in Switzerland, the capital, Bern. And it features the vocalist Nikki Harris. I think I've commented before that I'm really impressed by the accompanist on this set, Karen Hammack. And she's someone who does not seem to have recorded very much at all. I think she mainly makes her income from teaching in the Los Angeles area. We also hear from Andrew Kleindert on bass, and on drums, the much-missed British musician, and later the regular drummer with Oscar Peterson, and that, of course, is Martin Drew. The track we're going to hear is I'm Old Fashioned, written in 1942 by Jerome Kern and Johnny Mercer. This was for the film You Were Never Lovelier, in which Rita Hayworth's vocals were dubbed by Nan Wynn. Doing her own vocals now is Nikki Harris.
I am not such a clever one about the latest fads. I was never one adored by all the lads. Not that I ever tried to be a saint. See, I'm not the type that they classify as quaint, but I'm old-fashioned. I love the moonlight. I love the old-fashioned things, the sound of rain upon a the starry song that April sings. Now this year's fancies are passing fancies, but sighing sighs and holding hands, these my heart understand. You see, I'm old fashioned, but that's how I want to be, as long as you'll agree to stay old-fashioned with me. Thank you. fashion with me. Oh, please, please stay old-fashioned with me.
Yes, Nikki Harris there singing for us live in Switzerland. I think that was recorded back in around about 2000. On the back of her recent appearances on albums by Ulysses Owens Jr. and Joe Farnsworth, I've recently been singing the praises of the young alto player, Sarah Hanahan. I'm now the proud possessor of her first album as a leader. Among Giants was recorded at the Power Studios in Berkeley, New York City, on the 8th and 9th of June 2023. When, by my reckoning, that makes Sarah the grand old age of 23 at the time of this recording. The album title is derived from the mixing of original compositions with tunes associated with some of her influences. We're going now to one of her original compositions, and it's called Wee Bop. Thank you. The full lineup for these sessions with Sarah Hanahan on alto. The rest of the lineup comprises of Mark Carey on piano, Nat Reeves on bass, Jeff Tane Watts on drums. And away from the tracks we're playing this afternoon, there's also Bobby Lend. He's featured on percussion. Sarah is a bachelor's graduate of the Jackie McLean Institute of Jazz at the Hart School of Music and a master's graduate of the Juilliard. It says a lot for the maturity of Sarah's playing that when I first heard this next track, which is possibly my favourite Burt Bacharach composition, I thought it was by a much more experienced campaigner, somebody from the Houston Person George Coleman generation. However, here is a 23-year-old Sarah Hanahan, and a house is not a home.
Thank you.
superb playing, Sarah Hanahan. I don't think, well, by the way, you're listening to Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM with me, John Yule. I don't think we have visited Eliana Elias's 2017 album, Dance of Time, for quite a long time. So here it is. A track called By Hand, Aim Me adds two titles, both in English and Portuguese, as are the lyrics to Eliana's own composition. We also hear from Mark Kimball on background vocals, Marcus Teixeira on guitar, and Marcello Mariano on the bass. The album was recorded at the N.A. Santos Studios in Sao Paulo. On vocals and piano, of course, is Eliana Elias.
Esperança explica, desce, pousa no meu coração. Tira a cisma da tal atração. Troca o pássaro que está na mão. Mostra que ainda existem coisas fora da televisão. Que a distância do teu coração só existe pelas asas de um avião. Leve e traz os sons de nossos corações. Paixão se entrega em mãos. Se não é cisma, é sina, é soma, é cilada. Cadê a solução? Só há um jeito, corre, toma um avião. Vem esperança, explica essa tal mudança de situação. Que o pássaro voando pousou na tua mão. Esperança explica, desce, pousa no meu coração. Tira a cisma da tal atração. Troca o pássaro que está na mão. Mostra que ainda existem coisas fora da televisão. Que a distância do teu coração só existe pelas asas de um avião. Que leve e traz os sons de nossos corações. Paixão se entrega em mãos. Se não é cisma, é sina, é soma, é cilada. Cadê a solução? Só há um jeito, corre, toma um avião. Vem esperança, explica essa tal mudança de situação. Que o pássaro voando pousou na tua mão. jeito, corre, toma um avião.
Congratulations to Eric Alexander and Vincent Herring on making number one in the US Jazz Countdown. Last was last week. After weeks of being in the top 20, they finally made number one last week, and they got deposed this week because Christian McBride's vocal and big band album has gone back to number one over there this week. However, let's celebrate the fact that they made it for one week anyway. The album, of course, is Split Decision, recorded at Smoke Jazz Club in New York City on July the 6th, 2024. Vincent Herring on alto, Eric Alexander on tenor, as you would expect, Mike Ladon on piano, John Weber on bass, Lewis Nash on drums. This is a composition which was written by the pianist Rob Baggard, who was formerly with Lionel Hampton and Nat Adderley, and then for a long time, has been a resident of Europe. This is Rob Baggard's composition, played by Eric Alexander and Vincent Herring, and it's called Moe's Theme. Thank you. On to the gig guide now here on Swing Time, and we're starting off at the Lascar, and I understand that after a bit of oohing and aahing, there was actually a gig last week after all. There'll certainly be one tomorrow evening. The lineup, or the international trio being featured, is called Arch, and is comprised of UK guitarist Steve Sanders, the Danish saxophonist Asgard Nissen, and the American drummer Jeff Williams. And they're promising us original compositions bringing together influences of classical music and jazz. That's the Lascar tomorrow evening then. Cabanas tomorrow evening. I have no information at hand. I've checked their website this morning. There's still nothing there. But I think there'll probably be a gig on if you want to wander down there tomorrow evening. Sheffield Jazz at Crook Social Club on Friday evening, the 7th. And the attraction this week is the Alexa Nava Quartet. That's Alexa Nava on alto, Jael Patel on trombone, Emil Hinton on keyboard, and Cassius Cobson on the drums. And early notice, finally, of the Workshop Library for next Tuesday evening. They'll be presenting the excellent vocalist Zoe Gilby and her quartet. Moving on to the big band scene now, a little earlier than usual, because I wanted to make certain we got this rather long track in full. And it's from the album Whispers on the Wind, which is performed by Chuck Owen and the Jazz Surge. This album is made up of original compositions paying homage to the days of the Wild West. But I must say that this track coming up has, to my ears, a bit of a Latin feel to it. It was recorded in February 2017 at the Morris Sound Studios in Tampa in Florida. The composer, arranger and conductor is Chuck Owens, and the track is called Can't Remember Why. Thank you.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed that at home as much as we enjoyed listening to it here in the studio. Chuck Owens and the Jazz Surge. Pianist Danny Grissant and his new album Travelogue Now, recorded at Englewood Cliffs on the 8th of October last year, with Vincenti Archer on bass and Bill Stewart on drums. Here's track one, which sets the scene for the theme of the album, composed by Danny Grissant himself, and this is called The Long Way Home. That was Danny Grissant. This is Frank Sinatra.
Daisy is darling, iris is sweet, lily is lovely, blossom's a treat. Of all the sweethearts a guy could meet, when I finally chose an American Beauty Rose. Camellia's tragic, she can't be mine. Magnolia's magic, it makes Maggie shine. Laurel will hug you, orchid's divine. Still I finally chose an American Beauty Rose. She's clingier than ivy, and she's zingier than black-eyed Susan, springier than Maybelle in June. I'm daffy as a daffodil, it's laughable the way I thrill when roses are in bloom. Pansy is pretty, willow is tall, violet's kisses two lips recall. How can I choose one? I love them all. Still I finally chose an American Beauty Rose. Pretty, willow is tall, violet's kisses, two lips recall. How can I choose one? I love them all.